Excellent show. Queens, ladies and gentlemen from around the world in the chat room and on the phone, welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing? Well, it's the beginning of the week, and I hope that today started out very good for you. I'm so glad that you are joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily, and it is our pleasure and honor, of course, to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. Except weekends. We don't work the weekends. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, then go to the website and at least subscribe so you can receive the monthly newsletters and contests. If you have any messages for us, please send them to the website on the main page. At the bottom is a message box, or you can go to Facebook, and our page there is the Essence of Success Radio Network. The show phone number, 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Be sure to push 1 so that you get into the queue. Okay. And what I want to tell you, oh, and the new moon begins Saturday the 28th, which Nina will probably tell you a little bit about intentions. So without further ado, let me bring in my co-host, the station manager, Ricky Master, everything that you could think of, Miss Nina.
Thank you for that introduction, Lenis. Happy day, everybody. I hope you had a good one. It's getting a little bit chilly up here. I don't know. It's getting wet and chilly and cloudy and gloomy, and I don't like this at all. But it is pretty. I will say that much. The leaves are turning, and it is pretty. But, yeah, okay. The new moon, new intentions. Intentions of any kind, please write them down. With the new moon, it brings about new beginnings and new intentions for you. So if you have something you are really, really wanting, write it down. If you can't put it out in the moonlight, put it out somewhere or under your pillow. And just think about it, dream about it, make it happen. That's what new moon is all about. It also can bring about some strange behaviors in certain people, like with me. The full moon doesn't keep me awake, but the new moon definitely does. So yeah, a little sleep around that area. Other than that, I have nothing, but I have a couple of birthdays coming up this week. Happy 65th birthday to my friend Linda. Happy birthday, Linda. I hope you have a great day tomorrow. And on Thursday, it's Brad's birthday. Now, Brad is my granddaughter's godfather. So happy birthday to you, Brad. I hope you are having a good day. Sorry, I get kind of confused because I brought up my granddaughter. So, yeah, it kind of ends up that way. But, yeah, happy birthday, Brad. I hope you have a good day on Thursday. Please remember about those intentions in the new moon. It does make a difference, people. It really does. If you can put it out, write it out on a piece of paper and put it outside in the moonlight, Yeah, it makes it even happen stronger. So make sure that your intentions are pure, though. No bad stuff. Please and thank you. I've had enough bad stuff lately. I don't need you guys doing it, too. And without that, it's your turn now.
Okay, I don't have any birthdays. I probably will tomorrow because I forgot to write them down today. So I'll do the quick prayer and a couple of announcements. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it. First announcement, happy birthday, Libras. The 21st was a changeover, yes. Happy birthday, Libras. And number two, I asked for a continual prayer, but I'm going to ask for something a little bit different for Chris and Renee. These are Nina's brothers, and they're going through some serious health issues. So I'm asking not just prayers, but ask for a miracle healing. So, you know, we pray for healing and to God to bless them with better health and all that. But this time, ask for a miracle healing. And just to see what happens. You never, never know. But I'm asking for a miracle healing for both of them. So that's Renee and Chris. Remember them in your prayers this week. Okay. And I think that's it for me.
Thank you, Lennox, for bringing that up. It means a lot to me. My brothers are near and dear. Well, my three brothers and my sister are near and dear to my heart because I'm the oldest, and our mother passed away when I was 12, meaning the two youngest, the twins, were only two. So all of us are pretty close. So, yeah, it means a lot to me that you would do that. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Most welcome anytime. Okay, so are we ready to begin now?
We are.
Got a full pew. All right. Our first caller is area code 414. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who is this?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Lennis. It's Felicia. Sorry about my voice. I have
you got a cold.
Sinus infection.
Oh, bless your heart.
All in my head.
Change of the weather, too, doesn't help. So, yeah.
I was just calling to see, basically see, does you see anything different happening right now? You know, last time you told me we talked, I got the place, we moved into it. How is it anything I should look out in my career? What am I doing? Should I continue to do what I'm doing now? Because I also had got that position as being a system director of housing and homeless services. So I'm in a good place. I just wanted to make sure I'm staying in this good place.
So, okay, what you're asking, Felicia, where you're at right now, is it a place that you can continue to live at and feel safe and secure?
Not,
is that what you're asking?
Not the place we just rented. My job. Everything's going good. I just want to know, do the angels or anybody have anything to say that can improve anything that I have going on in my life, my job, my love life, anything?
Okay, well, I'll concentrate on your job, your career. You have one little nini, and I'm saying it because I don't want to say nasty words. Okay, she's a blip. Anyway, your department. Yeah. Other than her, I see everybody else on the floor. It's like a rainbow coalition. So
yeah.
I see most people get along. I'm not saying, you know, you guys are in love with each other now, but, I mean, you respect each other. In that case. And this woman, she's just nosy. She's a busybody. She needs to take care of her own business. Don't worry about what... The wood said, don't worry about what Jafari doing. You worry about what you're doing.
I try to kill him with
kindness. But other than that, it's good. You're good. That's what I see. My guy's Nina. Nina, what do you see?
I see you're good, too, and killing her with kindness is the best way. That's what I always do with people that do not like me. I just turn around and kill them with kindness. And, yeah, I've had several on... in the group that I belong to right now that are really trying to just I don't know what you want to call it, but they want to get rid of me, I guess. But yeah, I just kill them with kindness, and then what can they do, right?
Right, right. My boss, I have a great director, and he always say, "Do not never let them see you sweat. You kill them with kindness. You do exactly what you're doing now." So the person I know you who you are, do keep doing it. Keep being that way.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. And yeah, she's the only one that's a problem to you. Your job is secure, so you're secure. So there you go, hon.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank
you're
you,
good to go,
lady.
Young lady. You're welcome, and
you
have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. All right, next caller, area code 678. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Lennox. Who's this? Hello.
This is Casey. Yeah, this is Casey. I'm calling you, Georgia. Casey.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you all doing?
Okay. And what can we answer for you today, young lady?
My question is, I just wanted to know if, because I have like, I think it's like a class action lawsuit that's been going on for like 5 years, and a disability that I had a hearing for about three, four months ago, and like I haven't really heard anything. I just wanted to see if you see anything coming soon.
On your paperwork, slow. But, you know, that's our government. What can I say? But I see your paperwork on desk. It's like three different desks, so I don't know. It's got to go through three different people to sign off on it. But I see three different desks with piles of paper on it, and each one needs to sign off. So that's why the slowness. Government.
Okay.
Lennox, are you picking up any background noises?
Yes, I am. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I had you all on the speaker. I just took it off.
Okay.
Because there
was
very good.
There was a lot of background noises. They were reminding me of demons. So thank you for switching that off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how long ago was your hearing on disability?
It was in June the 19th.
Yeah, just a few months back. 3 months.
1 and 9 or 10, that new beginning. So yeah, that something positive is going to come out of that, and it should be happening pretty soon, I would think. I'm going to say in October sometime.
Okay, I got November and March of next year, so it's one of the two.
Yeah, no, that's for something else, Lennox. But I think that is November or October, towards the end of October, but definitely it's going to happen then. I think that's her other hearing, the other thing that she's going on.
Then it will end in March of 2020. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you write this down, Casey, so you got it?
Yes, ma'am. I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay. I thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
You're most welcome. When you get a chance, we enjoy free lunch.
Okay.
I'm just teasing you, girl. Have a beautiful week. No, I'm just teasing you. You have a beautiful week, and thanks for calling.
All right. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Lennox here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. You're also welcome to go in the chat room and ask questions as well. Miss Nina is the moderator. Don't forget to push 1 when you call on the phone, too. All right, our next caller is area code 914. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
Hello, this is Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
This is
How are
Catherine.
You?
Yes. Yes, it's
Welcome, welcome, Catherine.
Thank you, yes. My question is regarding a meeting I had today. I was just wondering if you feel that the team is, like, truthful and will work together well.
You're asking if you and a friend will be able to work together?
They're employees. Yeah, we had, like, a team meeting today for the first time, like, with, you know, the heads of the department. I was just wondering, you know, if you can tell me how you feel it went, if it was truthful for everybody, if it'll be a successful project, anything regarding that meeting today.
Is it two men and a woman working on this project?
One man and two women besides me so far are the main players.
Okay. What did I say? Did I say two men and a woman? Or
yeah.
Two women and
yeah.
a man?
Yeah.
You said two men.
Oh, okay. I see the project being successful. There is a profit margin, so whatever that you're bringing to the public, it will be accepted and it'll be advantageous for you.
Well, thank you.
What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Yeah, the same. I'm picking up the same thing, but I'm picking up. I don't know why, but one of the women is not 100% truthful.
Yeah,
that I picked her up right off the bat. She's not 100% truthful, so kind of watch your back with her.
Okay.
Yeah. But other than that, the rest of you get along really well, and the project does really well. So yeah, it's good to go.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Catherine, and have a beautiful weekend, lady. All right, next call. Area code 443, you're on the line with Miss Nina Linus. Who's this? Hello?
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Oh. Yeah, yes. Now we do.
Who is this?
Okay. My name's Felicia from Maryland.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Felicia.
Yes.
Oh, Felicia. Hi, Felicia.
Hi. My question is, right now I'm currently dealing with a custody battle with my son, and I wanted to know, was that going to go in my favor, and if Spirit had anything else for me.
Okay, so your priority question, because we only answer one, is your custody for your son, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I got a headache. Whoa. Somebody is not seeing something. You're blinded. I don't know if it's blind by anger or bitterness, but somebody's blind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're not seeing the full picture.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to take it that both parties understand that this child is not a token or a toy, that it is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in asserting that?
Yes. Yeah, we have the other party. My son is 5-year-old. The other party's been talking to my 5-year-old, threatening him and trying to manipulate him to live with him because my son currently lives with me. He's been living with me, but he just took interest all of a sudden when he knew we were trying to relocate to be more active as a father and to appear like he's more suitable. Then he has been for all his life, and so they can't accept that my son, his own self, because they asked him, my son didn't know anything about this on my end, but they asked him, and they've been trying to kind of brainwash him to go against us and to want to live with them. So a lot of that's been going on with him right now. It's been really, you got a headache, so it's been totally draining and very scary because we're dealing with people in law enforcement and them using and abusing that power. And it is driven with anger from the past. So, yeah.
Who's been raising your son all these years?
I have. Me and my husband.
Okay. The angels are bringing us back. We're circling them back again. Is this child being treated as a human being, or is he treated like a token, like a toy, something to bounce back and forth? In other words, is anybody taking this child's feelings and emotions in consideration while all this fighting is going back and forth?
Yeah, we are. We've been trying to help him process this because we've seen regression in behavioral issues and he's allowed to express himself here. They're convincing him what his favorite color is. Here, he's allowed to wear his hair any type of way. There, when he comes over there, because he wants to have locks like his mom, and he comes over there, they're saying they don't like locks, and they're trying to manipulate, and they use him as a possession. You know, it's like an accessory. Like, unfortunately, my son is like an accessory to his father and grandfather, because there's two people on that side of the family that's been manipulating my son, and I really believe the grandfather.
Thank you for the validation.
Driving this situation, and the son has been the puppet. The father of my son has been the puppet. So, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for the validation, because the angels kept showing that to me. So,
yeah.
Mina, what are you seeing?
I am seeing in the long run you will have pretty permanent guardianship of your son, Felicia. It will be every second weekend that his father will get him.
Okay.
So that is the extent of what will happen for him. The judge is just going to go on based on what has happened since day one of your son's life, not on the last few months where he's tried to manipulate him. Your son will not even be involved in the court at all. So he won't even.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't need to worry about that. Just keep up with your positive parenting and everything will be okay. Okay?
Okay.
So both of you and your husband, keep up with the positive parenting and the love. That's what that little guy needs. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and it will be, like I said, every second weekend he will have his son, but it will only be for those 2 days, you know. So,
yeah,
don't worry about it. You're doing good, hon. You're doing good.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Lannis, you got anything else?
No, ma'am. That was perfect. And we're going to put you on the prayer list, too, Felicia.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you're on the air with...
Yeah, just let me put out this reminder. Just a reminder for everybody listening. Your children are not something to be bounced around and to be manipulated. I don't care who the parent is. You don't talk trash about the other parent to the child. You want to talk trash? Talk it to the other person, not to the child. Nothing makes me angrier than anybody using a child for any reason. So, yeah, I've worked with children for over 40 years. You don't use kids like that. I'm sorry, and if you're gonna, I'm gonna hang up on you. That's my soapbox for today. I'm done.
All righty. Okay, you're on the air with Miss Nina Lennis. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
You're here.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you. This is Karen Sue. Karen
Hi.
Sue, official name. I wonder what you see ahead for me. My life has recently drastically changed. My partner of a very, very long time passed away. I was his caregiver, and we were together 15-plus years living together. And anyway, so I don't know what's ahead for me and how I'm going to be able to manage financially, because he did help a lot in that area.
I'm sorry for your loss, Karen.
Thank you.
Did he have a will at all?
No.
No.
Oh, great.
There was not much, anyway. Nothing to get.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that I Well, okay, I just want to know if Spirit sees me having another roommate. I would prefer not to. I'm totally not ready for it for quite a while anyway. I was hoping there would be another source that would help me, possibly a family member of his, but I didn't ask them yet. Okay, for another couple of months.
I see you continuing in church services. You're really good at that. You have a great compassion in your heart. So if you want to continue in the work that you were doing with your partner, go for it. You get hired because you are good at that. You're very good, very good.
Oh, no.
So that's one. I'm not seeing any relatives. I'll give that to Nina. I'm not seeing any relatives or friends coming up with money. I see that in the distance, like a second or third removed cousin, you know, might help you out with $500, but it's way in the distance, so I don't even know the time frame on that. But as far as a job-wise, yeah, you would get hired.
No, there's I don't have a license for that. There's no money in it, and it's very draining and depressing. I don't want to do it anymore. I did it for my grandmother, and I did it for him, and it's, you know, no, can't go there anymore.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What would you do? If you could go to work, what would you do?
Don't know. I've had a lot of different jobs, hated every one of them. I was trying to be an actress way back when, and then I kind of had to slow that down and then stop it when I was taking care of my grandmother for a number of years. And then when she passed away, I was like, okay, well, it's too late now, and that's over, and guess it wasn't meant to be anyway, and I just kind of fell into a heap. And was hoping that something else would inspire me, but nothing has. So I don't really have a career. Yeah. And this is a cousin of his that I was wondering about.
So yeah, the cousin is the one that will help you with money, but it won't be an extraordinary amount. Yeah. I don't
have $500.
Yeah.
Just straight 500. Or would it be like 500 a month?
Oh, hell no.
You are so cute. No. He's going to give you some money to help you out because you need help. That's it. No, it won't be a regular thing. And
you know,
I'm not saying it. I'm not seeing somebody giving you a monthly stipend, so I could be wrong.
No, I'm not.
Nina?
Either. No, the angels came out with, oh, hell no, and that's what came out of my mouth. Like, no, he's not going to be giving you $500 a month. He's going to be giving you $500. That's it. I'm sorry, but I do not see anybody helping you. You've got to help yourself. I don't know whether you can go to to a social agency and get some help or not? It all depends on the situation. Like, I'm not familiar with your laws down in the States, but I do know up here if somebody is helping somebody in their last years of their lives because they're ill, I know that there is an agency that will help you with money and help you get on into a new career if that's what you want. But down there, I have no idea. So, yeah, you're going to have to help yourself. That's what they're saying. Help yourself, help yourself, help yourself.
Well, did they have a direction for me?
No.
So Adam said, hell no.
No, they said hell no because...
You have to create your experience. That's why I asked you, what did you like? What do you like to do? You've got to create the experience for the universe to bring it to you. So, you know, like, I like domestic technician, I like chore servers, whatever it is. I'm just throwing it out there so that the universe can bring it to you. But you've got to create it in your mind and believe it that you will get a job in that area that you're interested in, or a start, or vocational school even. Maybe take a couple of classes. You know, meet some new people. Get out for a minute. That might help you too. Hello.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
I'm not young, you know. I'm just.
Yeah, I know it. You know, and I know it's hard on you. And I know you feel like this. There is nothing there for you. But you know what? Each and every one of us has a direction. You need to focus on what you want, what you're good at, and go in that direction. Now, I'm not picking up what direction that is. The angels are not telling me, other than they told me that you would not be receiving like $500 a month. No, that definitely no. I know you're in despair right now, and you feel like there's nowhere to go and nothing to do. But there has to be something. There has to be some way to go and something there, because you've got a good heart. You've devoted your life to helping others. There has to be something there for you. I have nothing else. They're not telling me anything else right now. Maybe if you call back tomorrow night, maybe they'll have more for us. But I'm not picking up anything else.
Wow. So there's no advice for me at all or anything?
Just give you advice, Karen.
Yeah. you've got to pick a direction, Karen. It's you. You have to decide. You have to pick the direction. And you have to be more positive, because right now I am picking up a lot of negative, and that's all I'm picking up. So,
well, that's
yeah,
there
I know
is, because everything bore, you know, the old jobs bore me.
There has to be. There's something for everyone. If you want it bad enough, there's something for everyone. But you are putting up your own roadblocks right now.
Well, I want to be a psychic reader, but the universe didn't, you know, say, you're psychic, you could do this.
Okay, Karen, well,
really?
We've got to move on because our board is full, but I hope that we've been able to help you or empower you this evening. And thank you for calling, and we will be back on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. if you, you know, so desire to call us back. Thank you, and have a beautiful week. All right, next caller, area code 805. You're on the air with Ms. Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you two?
Hi, Donna.
How are you? I've called before, but I've never gotten both of you. So this is a real
awesome
treat. Yeah, I wanted to know about my love life. Yeah, I am not in a relationship, and I'd like to meet someone that would, you know, a relationship that would, you know, probably go into a marriage. I mean, that would be ideal, but I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Donna, you have such a bubbly, charismatic personality. I don't know why it's hard for you to apply, put applications out. You've got a beautiful Thanks. Personality.
I just don't meet him my age. I'm 65. And at this age,
so
it's kind of
hard. And nothing wrong with a battery charge. Oh. Stop it. I'm Saturday night. Don't mind me. Because
okay.
That's wrong with a battery charger, okay? Just as long as you're not trying to do daycare or babysit. Cougars are popular now. let's see.
Donna, are you able to take any of those senior tours?
Tours? Well, I need a little to manifest a little money before I can go on any tours right now. Yeah.
Okay, that's why I was asking. That's why I was asking because, you know, some of those, you don't even have to go very far away, but, you know, just short distances and stuff. That can be a great way, and that's what the angels are telling me, is a great way to meet people. Generally the people are your age, obviously senior tours, and they're generally single. So that might be a good way for you to meet
people.
Do you
mean like a cruise? Do you mean like a cruise or something?
No, just a bus tour to maybe the next state or some attraction in your area. Because I know they have them up here in Canada. They have like little wine tours that they go through the Okanagan Valley in BC, and they take little tours like that. And they're called senior tours, and you're allowed to, you know, you all go together and you do this. Or they've had a couple where you go down to Nevada, and they have some that are, like I said, in the Okanagan, like you're in BC, you live in BC, and you just go for a couple of days and do the Okanagan wine tour. Now, I'm sure they must have the same thing in your state somewhere. Look it up. It is a great way. And like I said, it doesn't have to cost you very much. It could be just a tour of something. I have no idea where you live, and that's okay. You don't have to tell me. But
California.
Maybe there is some. Okay, well, there you go. There's got to be, like, some tours that you could take there. California is a beautiful state. So,
yeah,
that you could take and meet people, whether it be down San Diego or Napa Valley or San Francisco, something. But take a short tour, like for a couple of days, and go look up senior tours, because that will be your best bet. Lennis, what are you picking up?
No, that's beautiful, because I was going to tell her, if you have an AARP card, please use it, because it'll give you a discount on a lot of those things. You only have to be 50 and up to get an AARP card, but some of those tours and things like that, some of them are 10 or 15% off if you have your ARP card. So, yes, please, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I'll have to check into that.
Please do, because that's the first thing that the angels told me was senior tours, like your grandma used to do. So, she had a blast doing those, an absolute blast. And they never cost a whole lot of money. She was able to afford it because my grandma was a widow for a lot of years. So she didn't have a lot of money. So, yeah, check on that, because you can meet some very, very cool people. Maybe not the love of your life, but you'll make a lot of friends.
Yeah,
there you
great.
Go.
Happy
there
with
you
that.
Go.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a nice day.
Thanks for calling, Donna, and you have a beautiful weekend, lady.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Area code 929, you're on the air with Ms. Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Lisa calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Terrific.
So I just have one question. Actually, it's for Miss Nina. I talked to you about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and
okay.
I asked, yeah, And you said you saw a settlement coming for me in 2021. And I told you that I have a case that I haven't started yet.
Yeah.
So, yes. So in 2021, what month would that be, just by coincidence?
I'm picking up March.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
March.
Wow. Okay. Sounds good. Will it be a good settlement? I hope.
Oh, now.
Yeah, you're going to get a little change. As the dealer said, you're going to get a little change.
It will be as good as you expected it to be.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I cannot wait. Okay. So I'm going to get started on that case now, putting all the paperwork together for the attorneys.
Good idea.
Yeah. And the thing is this, do you see me going with the attorney, someone maybe just got out of school, where it's a lot cheaper? Or do you see me going? Okay, no.
No.
Okay.
No, this man is seasoned. I see an attorney, but he's a seasoned, experienced gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's probably like 45 to 50. But I mean, he's been in court several times. But yeah, I see 45 to 50. I don't know what Nina sees. But yeah, no, he's an experienced guy.
I see salt and pepper hair. So yeah, he's experienced.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get started. And will I find him online or?
Oh,
just...
lady, you're asking. Whoa. You're asking too many questions.
But you know what? I'm going to leave it alone now. I'm just going to start getting the paperwork together so I can put everything in order. That's the most important
thing.
Exactly.
All right.
There you go.
Get that first.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling, and have a beautiful week, Alicia. All right, our next caller is area code 229. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello, ladies. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
How are you?
I'm miserable.
Oh,
what happened?
Okay, Melvin, what's going on?
I'm miserable.
Why?
Last time I talked to y'all, I went to the doctor, and I've been having, like, coughing up a lot of mucus and stuff, and they gave me antibiotics, they gave me something for mucus, and it loosened up some, but I'm still having these, like, when I walk maybe 40 feet, I get shortness of breath. So they gave me a breathing treatment, and that helped a lot. And I just wanted to know, do I need to, what do you all see with that? Do I need to get one of those breathing treatment machines at home where I can do it myself when I have these fire up?
Yes.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Without a doubt, yes.
But you need to go back to your doctor to get that, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I have to go. But that is probably what's wrong with me, with my breathing.
Yes. Melvin?
Yes?
Melvin, what I want you to do is turn that negativity of yours around, please. I want you to be positive. And that,
yes, ma'am.
You know what? That honestly, that will help your health a lot. You need to focus on positive things and not the negative things all the time. Because when you phone in and you say you're miserable and you're down, it makes me incredibly sad for one thing.
I'm sorry to say that, but I mean, I was just kind of kidding around.
I understand that, Melvin. But you know what? Honestly, try and turn it around and be a little more positive, not only for yourself, but for me as well.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't do that again.
No, honey. Don't ever be sorry. That's the way it is. But you know what? You can turn it around and you can be happier if you focus on the positive.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Right. Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right, and please,
yeah.
please go to the doctor and get yourself checked out. And that's
yes,
a positive
and get that machine.
Yes, that's a positive thing, Melvin, is making things better for your health. So please go to the doctor and talk to him about a breathing machine, and that will that's definitely a step in a positive direction.
Okay, because they do put
right?
They do put medication in that machine. It's like a breathing treatment. I've been doing this
yep.
for years, so yeah, it'll open up my lungs better.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to get some validation on that, and I do apologize.
That's okay, Melvin. But just try and focus on the positive and bring me something positive either tomorrow or next Monday. Oh, I won't be on next Monday. Tomorrow or next Tuesday.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna bring both of you all something positive.
All right.
It's dealing with money.
All right. Thank you, Melvin.
All right. Thank you. You all have a blessed all night. Right. Thank you.
You too.
You too, Melvin. Thanks for calling. All right, our last call for the night is area code 347. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, my name is Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi. My question was, the last time that I spoke to y'all, y'all was saying that I was going to be doing training for, like, security.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what, TSA?
Huh?
Was it TSA you applied for?
TSA? No, it was Star Security Training. I had to do training first, but I'm trying to get the security job. Now I finished the training. Well, I had to do one part to finish. And I wanted to know, like, if you see me in the security job, because I had
oh,
to
of course.
Fingerprints first.
You know what? As soon as you complete this all, you will have a job. You just need to complete all the training.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, the first thing I said was TSA. So as soon as you finish, apply at TSA and you'll get on. And also, remember, we're getting ready to go in the holiday season, so they'll be hiring a lot of people.
Yeah. I remember you was telling me that the last time to do security. You kept saying,
Jared.
I see you doing security. So,
there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And both of us are saying that, yes, you will. You finish that training and you will have a job, especially right now, it's going to be so busy. And once you prove yourself to your employer, you'll be hired on steady.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Caller?
Are you what? Pardon
I'm sorry.
Me? I wanted to ask about the last caller.
Yes, you are.
All right. So can I ask one more question since I'm not holding up nobody else's time?
Hurry up, Aaliyah. Hurry up, girl.
All right, so
go ahead.
I was talking to this boy from, like, middle school, and we just started, like, talking, meeting back up again. So I'm kind of nervous to meet him. I want to know, like, how it would work out if we meet each other.
If he starts
What's
dating again.
Name?
What's his first name?
What?
His first name is Manny.
Is what?
Manny.
Spell it.
M-A-N-N-Y.
Manny.
It's Manny?
Yeah.
Manny, is that correct? M-A-N-N-Y?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, now, don't be playing. That is his name. What
yes.
you calling? Okay. He's still trying to figure you out. I got a little bit of a twinge on the left side, just a little bit, so it wasn't a bad headache. But I feel like he's still trying to figure you out.
Yeah,
I don't think he minds being
now.
In a committed relationship, although he's still in that player mode. But I think he would commit with the right woman.
Huh?
I said he's in a player player mode, but he would commit to a relationship.
Oh.
With the right woman. So,
yeah,
you two are just now kind of filling each other out and get to know each other, then ask those questions. You know, what is he looking for?
And,
looking for a relationship, or are you looking for a friend with benefits?
Aaliyah, as soon as you mentioned his name, the angels were giggling. He's got a really good sense of humor, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I picked up right away. The angels were just giggling, and they were telling me he's got a sense of humor. He's got a sense of humor. So, yeah, he really has a good sense of humor, and that's a good thing. That's a darn good thing to have.
It is.
Cool,
though. I like him.
Yeah.
He's kind of like me. So.
Yeah, he's pretty laid back. Yeah, I get to know him, talk to him a lot. Don't make any firm commitments to each other for a while. Just get to know each other again.
All right. So
okay.
Don't make no commitments. Just get to know each other. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Be friends.
Be friends first.
All right. That sounds good.
All right, honey. You have a good night.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. All right, Miss Nina, sign us out. We're on our way. Well, we had a full
right,
night tonight.
You.
Thank you,
yeah.
Everybody that called in, too. We
yeah.
do appreciate you callers. Thank you.
Yes, and no two-minute morning tonight because our time is up here. So thank you very much, everybody on the phone, and those of you listening, and those of you that are going to listen from the archives. We thank you. Have a great week if you're not going to be calling in tomorrow night or listening to us tomorrow night. But we will be here tomorrow night, same time, same channel, same people.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, good show, Nina. I love you. And if nobody's told you guys today, they love you. Me and Miss Nina do. Okay.
Love you too, Lennis. Have a good night.
You too.
Good night, everyone.
Silence takes over, saying all we need to say. There's endless possibilities in the moves we can make.
Oh,
your kisses.